On the closing day of a week-long series on the Clinton legacy, commentator Matt Miller reflects on the fate awaiting the president's progressive dream in a newly Republican White House.
In the beginning, a young governor came to Washington with big plans for public investment in education, infrastructure, and research and development. Bill Clinton dreamt of health coverage for the 40 million Americans who shamefully lacked it. But he ran into budget deficits near $300 billion, which were slated to soar. The deficits he'd poo-pooed in the campaign now demanded his attention. His spending dreams were put on hold. Because of Clinton's budget restraint, Alan Greenspan's steady hand at the Fed, and some powerful nudging from the Republican Congress after 1994, Clinton presided over a shift from record deficits to unimaginable surpluses. It took him 5 full years, but by 1997, the decks had been cleared for a new progressive assault on the problems Clinton came to office eager to spend money on. Then, just when you thought it was safe for a Democrat to raise teacher pay or fix broken-down urban schools, the Lewinsky scandal broke. Clinton's second term lay in tatters. The only hope for Clinton's progressive vision was for a Democrat to succeed him and take advantage of the bountiful inheritance Clinton was bequeathing. Now, with Bush moving into the White House, instead of devoting much of the $5 trillion in expected surpluses over the next decade to progressive causes, liberals will be fighting a rearguard action to prevent this money from, say, funding the abolition of the estate tax for the wealthiest Americans. Clinton's long fiscal journey was supposed to make the world safe for progressives to think big again. Now this chance has been squandered, and it may not come again.
The comments of Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and co-host of Left, Right, and Center on member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.